I see these questions all the time on Facebook. I have a puppy and I want to take it to a dog park. And I'm just like...
Welcome to The Woofy Show, the ultimate dog lover's digest. Meet your hosts, Ryan and Magda, two dog lovers ready to help you be the best dog parent, unravel the mysteries of canine behavior, and keep you updated on the latest trends in the dog world. This podcast has something for everyone. Get ready for heartwarming stories, expert advice, and a lot of laughs.
On today's episode, we're going to be discussing all about dog parks. So, should we take our dog to a dog park? What are the risks? And what are the potential alternatives to, instead of taking your dog to a dog park?
Yeah, to like kind of exercise your dog to get them mentally stimulated. And I guess that's a good segue to let you know about our free ebook that we have on enrichment.
Yes.
Yeah, dog enrichment. We have a free ebook that you can get. It's literally free. We have a link in the description of the YouTube video, as well as for, if you're listening to this on Spotify, it's in the description there as well. So definitely check that out. Tons of ideas of things to do with your dog other than take them to the dog park. There's some recipes in there as well for like lick mats and Kongs and things like that. So yeah, just click the link below and you can download a copy.
It's like 30 pages long and for free. So yeah.
Let's get into it. So is there a need to take your dog to a dog park?
Okay. So as someone who has grown up in mainly Europe, obviously Poland and UK, the idea of a dog park is pretty bizarre to me.
Yeah. I mean, so you've been in Canada for what, 3 years now, I believe we've been here for. So, yeah.
And like, this is the first time when I've seen the idea of a dog park. And for those people who don't know what a dog park is, it's basically usually an area that is fenced off.
Or not. Yeah.
And it's just an area for the dogs to run around and do whatever the hell they want.
Off leash.
Yes. In that area.
Yes.
Because some people might not know, especially when you're in Europe or UK, you might be like, what the hell is she talking about?
A dog park? Just a, like a human park?
No, like it's literally like a designated area.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre because I have never seen such a thing. Yeah. Whenever we were traveling, like you don't see a dog park in the middle of Paris.
That's true.
Or Rome, right?
Yeah, like you see middle them of in city Calgary. Center. That's so true. And I guess, to agree with that. I mean, the 6 years I spent in England and all the traveling we did in Europe, I never noticed one. And although we didn't have a dog, but I mean, even still, you notice them. You see these even when we moved to Calgary and we didn't have a dog, we noticed them.
Yeah.
So over there you don't. And that's you're right.
Like a park is just a park and people can choose whether they want to have their dog on or off leash. So
do you think there's a need for them?
Well,
in general,
like no. Because why would we need them in North America and we wouldn't need them in Europe?
Okay.
Like there's this disconnect that I don't understand.
Yeah,
why,
I guess. Yeah.
Why are things different here than they are in all of Europe, right? Like why all the European countries agree on the rule, which is basically if your dog doesn't walk well on off leash, then they shouldn't be off leash.
No matter where they are.
No matter where. Like actually, so I remember when I was just traveling in Switzerland, I did see dogs being walked in the middle of Switzerland, city center, off leash.
I think I told you, because you went to, you were there and I think you remember you telling me about that.
And I was actually pretty shocked. So this is how like the Canadian mentality rubbed off on me when I was like, oh my God, that's actually crazy. Like this is so dangerous.
Yeah. It's like walking your dog downtown without a leash, which people just would not think that's
that's
acceptable
a thing.
Here.
But like these dogs were so well behaved. They were just walking on a curb. They weren't bothering anybody. Yeah. They weren't interacting with anybody. They could legitimately be service dogs.
Yeah.
Why is it okay there, but not here, right? Like,
there really is no need. And I know a lot of people argue with us and you're going to disagree with us. And I live in this sort of living arrangement and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day,
like that's okay. If you disagree, that's perfectly fine. It's just like, I've been in places where dog parks are not a thing.
Yeah.
And these dogs behave very well. And I think that the idea is that maybe people in Europe take more time into training their dogs to actually behave. If your dog, you know, walks away or like doesn't listen to you, then they're back on leash and that's it.
But it's
right?
part of the culture. It's like you said. So growing up, you would see dogs walking not on leash. So then you're kind of accustomed to that. So when it is time and you get a dog 10 years later, whatever, however long it is, you get a dog and it's like, okay, to be able to do that with my dog, I have to make sure they're trained. They know to pay attention to me. They have a recall. And I think that's just a culture that's ingrained in you, where here in Canada, US, North America, it's not. It's not. It's like there's dog parks. Like here in Calgary, there's one every 10 minutes, five-minute drive. Not even. Like I think can count like
it's actually
five
like
within
insane.
A five-minute drive from us in different directions. And
Well, like people in Europe are a lot more active as well, right? Maybe that's also the reason why there's just no need for it because you're active with your dog. You go out for these walks every day and you don't mind, right? Like people obviously in North America are not so active. Yeah. They would rather drive to places, leave their dog at the dog park and be done with it, right?
Well, they're still there. They don't leave it and drive away. But still, I know what you mean. They just kind of stand there.
Have to go for a walk for, you know, 2 mile walk every day.
Yeah.
It's so, just kind of a lazy way of raising your dog.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
That's
the truth. So what are some risks of dog parks for your dog?
Well, one of the obvious ones is obviously risk of injury.
Yeah.
So at the dog park, dogs are obviously different temperaments, different sizes. You don't know how well that dog has been trained or not trained because no one cares. They're just like, they're using this dog park as a way of exercising their dog. Yeah. So one of the things that can happen is your dog can get seriously hurt, if not even die.
Yeah, well, and it might only be an accident, but still, it doesn't matter. Like another dog can be running at your dog and not slow down quick enough and slam into them, or they could be playing roughly and
dogs have different play styles, right? Yeah. Like, and never be afraid to take your dog out of the dog park if you're just not comfortable the type of dogs that there are in there. But yeah, it's just quite scary.
Yeah. Any other risks?
Another risk.
Injuries? I mean, I know that's a big one, but I think there's a few others.
Well, yeah, an injury is a big one, but there's obviously health risks. So I'm not saying everyone doesn't pick up after the dog, but I am sure there are quite a few people who are guilty of this, of not picking up after the dog. Also, because dog parks are usually, well, not usually, but sometimes enclosed in one area.
Well,
they're
like
all
a
pee
city
and
center
poo in there, right?
As well.
And it's just kind of gross.
Yeah.
And your dog runs around this disgusting pit. Enclosed pit.
Like a pig pen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like, I doubt you're going to go back home and wash your dog.
No. You might like wipe their feet and stuff, but I mean, unless they get really muddy, but you're right.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah. And like your dog can bring some serious, like you don't know whether these dogs at the dog park are vaccinated, whether they have diseases, they have lice. You don't know these things.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. When we had the guests about grooming and they were talking about how like lice is like the number one kind of health issue they notice. And they said most of it comes from dog parks.
Yeah. That's gross. And, you know, worms and things like that.
You don't know. And I mean, dogs like to eat dog poo and you never know. They could grab, you know, pick up, not even rolling in other dogs' poo or whatever, if they go and eat it and it has worms or whatever is in it, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you're right.
It's just, you don't know what other dogs are carrying with them.
I mean, with those two risks alone, we don't even have to talk about anymore, but I'm sure we have some more risks as well.
Well, another major risk is actually if you take your dog to a dog park when they are not ready, it can actually develop some potential behavioral issues.
Okay.
So your dog can just be a very overwhelming, overstimulating environment for a dog that's not ready to be in that environment. So why would you do that to them? It can actually traumatize them.
Yeah.
It can make them reactive. It can make them, you know, you don't know what they're going to think on a day.
Yeah.
Whether they're going to decide today is a good day and I'm going to be happy, chappy, go lucky, or I'm going to be, you know, in a bad mood and I might snap at dog for no reason, right? Yeah.
And it's not just reactivity. That's what a lot of people think. It's even like now your dog could be terrified of other dogs. So even when you take them for a walk and there's a dog, you know, walking towards you. They'll freeze and they'll be nervous. And you don't want that because dogs can obviously sense other dogs, you know, what they're feeling or that kind of stuff. And you don't want the opposite end of aggressiveness or reactivity or whatever, where they're just like super shy. They're super scared. And also I remember a training class, they were talking about like dogs getting zoomies at a dog park is dangerous.
It is because dogs can literally attack your dog.
Yeah.
And they can die.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real thing.
It's like the chase instinct for some dogs, and they'll chase it and they will tackle your dog.
Yeah.
And so that's a big thing of like, everyone loves like, it's all cute. The zoomies jumping off the couches and stuff in the house.
Small dogs, right? Like dogs can actually start thinking your dog is a rabbit and literally attack your dog.
Yeah, exactly. So I know that was, there's something I thought about. Was the zoomies. I remember they were talking about that. So,
but a lot of people think of dog parks as a way of socializing them.
Okay.
But it doesn't actually provide that much like social skills for them if they have a bad experience.
That's true. You're right. And I think a lot
of people, it's actually counterproductive.
When people talk about socialization, it should be in like a controlled environment.
Yeah.
Maybe one dog, one-on-one, two dogs, maybe, you know, that kind of thing. Not, oh, six dogs are coming because there's a new dog that just entered the park, especially the fence ones. And they just get, and I know we were out with Maple for a walk one day. There was like a little one and we're like, oh, let's just go in there.
That was like,
we were in there for 2 minutes.
Yeah. As soon as we walked in
that thing, all these dogs just came like fresh meat. Wow. Yeah, let's go see. And she just kind of like was a bit like, nope, don't like this.
And her tail was in between her legs. And I'm like, nah, we done. Like, and literally we were there for 5 seconds.
I know, exactly.
And I was like, nope, not comfortable with this. I'm getting out.
Yeah, and then we
had
that other dog that like was still trying to like follow us and leave with us. And who were the owners? We had no idea.
Yeah.
The owners literally get their dog. I was like, I could open this gate
and
your dog's going to run out. Yeah. And you probably wouldn't, it would take you a couple of minutes before you even notice. And like, it's just so irresponsible. And that's, I guess, another problem is it's not always the dog's fault. There are irresponsible dog parents, you know?
Yes. That just leave their dogs there. And you know, that's,
they're not paying attention.
Yeah. So watching. Like people will obviously say, I live in an apartment and there's nothing else for me to do.
Yeah.
So I want to take my dog to a dog park. It's like, if you live in an apartment, you shouldn't have a dog that needs to run around off leash at the dog park.
That's true. Yeah.
And you should have a dog that's suitable for your environment.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier about, you know, potentially taking your dog before they're ready. So like, when is a good time to like take your dog to a dog park, or when are they kind of ready to go if you're going to go?
Well, so that's the thing. Like, I don't really care if you want to take your dog to a dog park or you don't want to take your dog to a dog park. Like, that's completely up to you as a dog parent. But you need to be aware of the risks and accept those risks and be, like, prepared that if your dog comes back home with no ear or without a leg, you're like, okay, that was my stupid fault for taking my dog to a dog park. It's actually not the fault of it is of the dog that bit your dog. But if you are prepared to accept the risk that come with the dog parks, then go ahead and go and take them, right? Because like coming back to your question of,
When
is your dog ready? So obviously every dog is different. Some dogs might never be ready.
Of course.
Some dogs can be, well, not puppies. Puppies are never ready.
No.
It's just, I see these questions all the time on Facebook about, you know, I have a puppy and I want to take it to a dog park. And I'm just like, come on.
No.
It's a puppy.
Yeah.
Do they have basic training obedience? Yeah. Are they able to do a recall?
Yeah.
Like recall is a huge thing.
Can you get them
back? If your dog doesn't know recall, like, and I'm saying 80% of the time, do not take your dog to a dog park.
It's exactly.
That simple.
Yes.
Your dog is not ready for it. Also, if your dog is obviously not vaccinated or whether they're just feeling under the weather, like they have diarrhea or they're just not well.
Yeah.
Don't take your dog to a dog park. They're not ready.
If you have a female dog and they're in heat, I mean, that should be common sense, but don't take your dog to a dog park.
Yeah. And also your dog is not ready to go if they have not been properly socialized as a puppy. And if they do have some type of reactivity issues.
And so that's what we were talking about. Like, don't use a dog park to socialize your dog. There are other ways to socialize your puppy in a safe way first. So then when they go to that dog park, they're not going to get overwhelmed and
scared and terrified and they will not know how to play. You know, you have to take your dog to these puppy classes so they learn, you know, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. Get them to maybe play with your neighbor's dog in your backyard.
Friends, family,
just so
kind of
they
stuff.
Can get used to, you know, the play styles and really enjoy themselves and have these positive experiences rather than just throw them in a pig pen and be like, okay, I don't know these dogs. I don't know what they're going to do to my dog, but I'm going to risk it anyway.
Yeah. And they're popping up a lot. Just a quick one when we're talking about the dog parks. And this is more of just here locally. There was the one that just opened as an indoor dog park. And it's like a cool concept, but it's the like fake grass. Which is fine, but like, I mean, it's brand new, so I don't know how well it will be cleaned and stuff like that. But you're literally inside, like you're in a building, in an enclosed area.
I think that's great for winter.
It's cool concept, but like,
but do you know what I think?
But there are employees, and I guess I gotta add that there. At least when we just checked it out on like opening weekend, they had like two staff members that were in the dog park walking around and.
I think that's great.
And I think that's, there was like supervision.
There's like control, there's supervision.
And they will tell off the dog parents if they're like, this one lady had her dog on a leash inside the dog park, the indoor one. And she's like, no, when they're in here, they're supposed to be off leash. And
by the way, we're talking about dog parks where you take your dog off leash.
Yeah, sorry.
So dog, you have no control over your dog.
When they say dog park, we mean off leash dog park. I guess if in North America, a dog park is an off-leash dog park. In Europe, UK, things like that, a dog park is every
just
park.
Any park.
Yes, it's so true. It's actually funny.
Yeah.
So what are some alternatives to dog parks? So obviously, like you said, when people use their excuses of they live in an apartment or anything like that. So what are some alternatives?
So can I just go back
a little bit? Go ahead.
To like this whole indoor situation?
Yeah, sorry
I think
about
it's
that.
A great idea. Yeah. It's a little bit like, you know, when you go for like swimming session, for instance, and you have these slots where it's kids only, adults only lane swims, right? Maybe there should be something where it's just small dogs only time.
Maybe they'll do that. I'm like, I know it's brand new, but it's like only dogs between, you know, 5 and 20 pounds for this. Because it is time slots, but it's like you can go for 4 hours, I believe, is how long you can go there for when you don't pay. But I like that. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And because,
or like, you know, or dogs above this weight.
Yeah. I think that's more of like the size-wise.
You know what I mean? Like make it a little bit more so people are more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you put a little Pomeranian and a German Shepherd, and the parent that has the Pomeranian, they're going to be absolutely terrified.
Yeah. Well, and I guess you're paying for it as well, too. So you want to, if you go all the way there and you spend this money and you go in and 10 minutes later, you have that little Pomeranian. We're not saying German Shepherds are bad dogs, but you know what I mean? Just like a big, huge dog all of a sudden comes in and you're like, I don't want to be here anymore, but I just spent all this money.
But some big dogs might not know how to play with big dogs and vice versa, right? So like,
I think you got that mixed up. Yeah, we know big dogs, small dogs don't know how to play together.
Yeah. Like a big dog needs to learn that a small dog is not a toy, because otherwise they can literally play with them as if it's a rag toy, right? They might not realize.
Yeah.
So it's just important to have these kind of time slots maybe in the future.
Maybe that's a cool
that's
idea.
Something that's going to happen.
Should we open the Woofy Dog Park? There's another business venture down the line.
Accessible for everyone.
We don't like dog parks, so that would be weird if we opened one.
But I like
that. But yes, that's a good idea.
It's controlled. I'm not sure if they check vaccinations and things. Do they check that? They should.
Yeah. But like, do you not think that's common sense? Do you really think there are pet parents? Does anyone know of somebody who owns a dog or has a dog that doesn't have their dog vaccinated? Maybe. I mean, it costs money. I don't think it's that expensive. I feel like that's just part of
But people get dogs from like the streets, right? Or
that's
they
true.
Take dogs.
They'll find one on the side of the road.
From puppy mills, and they just don't think.
That's a very valid point. Yeah. I never even thought about, because I guess we aren't those people. So.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of you listening are those people. You wouldn't be listening to this.
Or maybe
you were those kind of people.
Like,
but you're right. Maybe you're
female
right.
only. only or male only, or like, I don't know if it matters, right? Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Or have it fun, like a toddler party, right? Or retriever kind of day.
That'd be really cool. I think that would be a cool idea to Because I feel like
like groups as well of dogs kind of play in a similar manner. Yeah. Like we notice with tollers, right? They play in a similar way.
Yeah.
So we felt a lot safer bringing our toller with other tollers because we knew that they're not going to start ripping each other's heads off.
I think it's just all retrievers too. It's like we know they, fair enough, when they grab toys and stuff, they all have soft mouths. So even if they are play biting or whatever they want to do, we know most retrievers aren't going to chop down hard because this is that's not in the nature.
Yeah. It's not genetic, right?
So that's interesting. Anything else on the indoor?
Now we can answer the question.
Okay. So alternatives. Now that is one of the alternatives. So that actually worked out well. There's an alternative if you even have one locally. If you don't and you want to start one, like I said, it seems like a really cool idea.
Yeah. I mean, why do we have that for humans and not for dogs, right?
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah.
But so another alternative is we can go, for instance, for a walk, for a jog. We can take a different route around our neighborhood.
Yeah.
We can go for a hike with our dog. It's the same type of exercise.
It is, yeah.
And it's a lot safer. Like you spend time with your dog.
It's more exercise for the human, though.
It's more work for you as a person.
But that should be part of the fun. That should be like the part of owning a dog is like, hey, you want a dog, you need to be willing to walk, like physically walk, not just drive and drop your dog. That should be like a prerequisite.
It's
of like,
good you for know. You.
No, it is.
It's good 100%, for your mental health. Good for you as a human. Health. Yeah, it's good
but
for your dog.
But people don't want to do that.
Like, so fair enough, I don't jog, right?
But neither is Maple, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we have no endurance.
Yes.
But it's great to go for that daily walk.
Yeah.
You know, take a different route every time you go out.
Yeah.
And, you know, your dog doesn't have to be off leash, running around and acting crazy with other dogs. They just don't
and especially
that.
If you're in an open area, and I think you talked about it with Abby on the leash one, just have like the longer line.
Yeah.
Not like when you're right next to a busy road, but say you're somewhere else in like a park, instead of just a 6-foot leash, get like a 10-foot one.
Mm.
Just so then they can go that little bit of a further distance. You know, that could be an idea.
Yeah. Another thing is that you can actually arrange a play date.
Okay.
Obviously, if you know other dog parents and you are comfortable with that dog, that they're actually well behaved or they're not going to be a bad influence or they have similar play styles, it'd be nice to just arrange a little play date with them, right?
Yep.
And invite them to your backyard, for instance. They can run around, have fun.
Yeah. And then and that's actually a popular look for your a lot of cities will have like local dog, you know, groups for the city. And I've seen so many posts of like, hey, I live in this part of the city, you know, I have this dog. Does anyone want to like have a play date? And it's so, like the amount of people that are willing to do that is pretty big.
You just need to access these groups, right? You need to go on the internet and look for these people that are prepared to, you know, and you can actually make friends yourself.
Yeah.
Which is probably more important than your dog making friends.
Exactly. Exactly. So, no, that's a good idea.
So, another alternative. There's so many alternatives, right?
Yeah.
So what you can do is you can actually dog sit yourself.
Okay. Yes.
So there are apps like Rover.
Yep.
This is what we have done to socialize our dog.
And there's a great alternative to socialize your dog because then it's in a controlled environment of your own home.
Yeah. And you can do a meet and greet beforehand.
You can pick the dogs you
want
to socialize.
You can pick the dog. They literally have a full-on profile on Rover.
With pictures and age.
Pictures, and reviews from other dog sitters, how this dog has interacted within their household and their dogs. You know, the temperament, everything. The vaccinations, they have to state whether they're vaccinated. Everything's on there. And I think, and you can make a couple dollars on it as
well. Yeah, exactly. It's true.
So it's like win-win.
You're just babysitting. Yeah. You know, you're getting paid to have a playmate with your dog. Yes, you have to supervise the other dog. Don't be that person that you bring it in and just ignore them and leave them in a backyard all day. But yeah.
Well, especially when you have your own dog, you have to supervise them, you know, especially when it's been like a day and they don't know each other yet. Yeah. And it's kind of like developing into a relationship. So yeah, I think that's a great way.
That's a great way. There's so many
Socialize your dog, to exercise your dog, provide mental stimulation because your dog can hang out with different dogs every week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you can,
if you can handle it.
Well, yeah, if you
can find
people.
Weekends are pretty big. Like anyone can do it, right? As long as you're a sane person and they do a background check on you that you're not.
Well, it doesn't have to be all day. Like even not for like say things like Rover, but play dates can just be an hour. You know?
Yeah.
And you can take turns if you find a friend. Like one week you go to, they come to your house. Another week you go to their house, which is also good for your dog because then it's a new environment for them. Yeah. New smells, you know, new sights, sounds, everything.
Yeah. So another thing that you can do is you can actually rent a private dog park.
Off-leash dog park.
Off-leash dog park. I forgot to mention off-leash. So that there are a couple places.
At least in this city, Calgary. I think there's some in every city, to be honest.
I'm not certain, but I'm sure there are things like that in North America in general, where people have a load of land and they basically rent it out as an off-leash dog park where you can bring other dogs that you know.
You can just pay for the hour or whatever and then split it between a few people if you wanted to.
Yeah, and then you are sure that these dogs that you are hanging out with, they're not going to cause harm, right? Your dogs can still probably pick up some parasites.
Yeah, I guess because you don't know. Yeah, there were people there before you. So but I mean, it's no different than anything else, to be honest. Like just going for a walk in a field or whatever.
That's true. But at least you know that the other two risks, the risk of injury and the risk of the behavioral issues, is minimized.
Yeah, very low, because you are in control of the environment, but the dogs.
The dogs that they hang out with. A little bit like if you had a child and you were in control who their friends are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you were like, okay, I'm cool if you're hanging out with them.
Little bully, he's not coming over. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's true, but then not even if, I know some people just do it, and maybe not like the really, really big ones, but there are some that are like decent sized that people just take their own dog, just their one. And they, some dog parks have like cool little features, like little tires or tunnels or hay bales that they can jump on. So just like extra things that stimulate. Like I know the one we've been to with other
toddlers
had a big pond so they can go splashing. And some people say it's gross, but there's a filter. It looks fine to us. We've been there a few times.
I mean,
it's no different than anything else in the world. That's, you don't know, but
not gonna lie, it's pretty gross. It's pretty muddy and stuff.
Well, it's muddy, but same as any river. Then
you know, I can deal with that. Yeah. I can wash my dog.
There's a lot of these dog parks do have extra things. Some will have. I know there's one place, I don't know the name of it, it doesn't really matter right now, but they have like different themes. So one is like the forested area, so there's tons of trees. One has like a little mini agility obstacle course in it.
Yeah.
And so those are some cool ways to, like get your dog used to different environments, you know, different things, especially if you don't. Yeah, so I think that's a great idea. And even if you just have your own dog, like I said, you don't have to have a dog birthday party at the dog park, but you should. You should
have a dog birthday party for sure.
At the private dog park. Invite all the dog friends.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just think it's such a great thing to be able to do. And it's not actually that expensive.
No, not really.
Either. And like another new thing that's popping up nowadays is renting your backyard.
Yes. I remember seeing that on Facebook. It was there's an app coming out
and it's like an Airbnb for your
backyard
that you can just rent it out for an hour or something for your dog. And they can run around. You can throw ball, play fetch, play
and
frisbee.
It's all enclosed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's such a, to us, it's a weird concept, but it makes sense, I guess. Like if you do, that would be perfect for the people that live in like the apartment building and they don't want to rent a giant private off-leash dog park and they just want to like go to a backyard. So especially for people that have like the little dogs.
you know, yeah. to change it up a little bit for your dog. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. So yeah, that's another thing.
We're on like number 130 alternative. There's so many, but there's still more. Yeah.
So another thing that you can do is you can actually get involved with doing dog sports with your dog.
Yes.
Which is a great thing.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's like, it's way more fun than you think it would be. I mean, from our experience.
I didn't know what dog sports were 2 years ago. And now look at us.
And then when we did look up some of them and we're like, nah, that looks stupid. And we just tried it out and it's like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
We're doing this every weekend or every 2 weeks. Oh, there's another thing we gotta do.
It kind of sucks you in.
It does.
You don't think you will like it. And then you do it and you're like, oh my God, I love it. Cause you just love watching your dog work.
Yeah.
So, and your dog is off leash in a controlled environment. Yeah. You know, they are in a kennel sometimes, depends on the class and what you do and things like that. But if you do agility, like that's such a great way to exercise your dog mentally and physically and just have fun at the same time. And you don't need to go to a dog park and your dog will never pick up parasites.
No, it's all,
bad
it's
habits.
Great. And you don't have to like compete and all of that stuff, but it's just more
you
for fun.
You can just do it for fun. You can literally do agility class level 3 or 4, whatever the hell you want, 5 times or...
Well, yeah. And then I think a lot of training centers that do agility or dog sports, they have like open kind of spots where you can book it for 30 minutes and have the facility, maybe with like one other dog and you take turns.
Yeah.
And that's just agility. There's, if your dog likes to swim in water, try dock diving. That's like a cool, fun thing.
You can rent it out for a little bit too.
Yeah, that too. What else is there? I mean, obviously there's a lot more like competitive sports like fly ball, which are like team based, but that's good to help your dog learn to do crazy sports with other dogs around, with other humans around. It's a lot of fun. It is a team sport with dogs and humans.
But
so
that's
you get
the
to
thing.
Make friends.
Dogs that go to dog parks will not be necessarily suitable dogs for dog sports.
No.
Because your dog will learn at the dog park that it's okay to hang out with other dogs.
Yeah, run at another dog.
To not listen to you, not pay attention to you, just go wild. You know, it's a party out there.
Yeah.
In dog sports, you have to have full control over your dog at all times. And they will learn to engage with you as a person.
Like listen.
Rather than other dogs. Yeah. Which I think is amazing. This is how you teach them to be comfortable with having dogs around them. But not necessarily having that urge to interact with them, which is awesome.
Yeah, I never even thought, that's so true. I didn't think about that. You know, again, we do the dog sports, but not the dog park. But yeah, I can't imagine going to fly ball practice with Maple. I can't imagine a dog that is a normal, typical dog park style dog and coming to this. Like they would be like, no, you can't. The dog is like, well... I guess with that sport, there's a lot of buildup, but it would take a very long time to untrain that behavior from them.
Yeah. So, another way.
Of course.
There's another alternative to dog parks.
We should just have an episode, alternatives to dog parks, to be honest.
Maybe we'll cut it up. I'm not sure if you want to do the whole thing. But it's just enriching their lives in a more mentally stimulating way.
Okay.
So you can do this at home.
Yeah.
You can do this by changing their environment, going with them to a store that's dog friendly or whatever.
Yeah.
Just anything, training them to do tricks.
Yes.
That's very mentally engaging. And honestly, sometimes people think that their dog needs to run off leash and burn out the energy.
Which is good because it's cardiovascular kind of exercise.
Yeah, which is great. You can do that. But also your dog's brain has to work.
Yes.
And it's equally as tiring.
Well, I mean, whereas as humans, you go to work one day and it's a crazy hectic day at the office or whatever. And you come home and you're exhausted. But you've been sitting down all day. It's the same
people
thing.
People say like, you know, oh, my dog is bouncing off the walls. Like they constantly want to be doing something. I'm like, have you spread the treats around your house and told them to look for it? Because literally they will do that and they will go to bed.
People do that even in like in a bedroom, but they'll put like things in the way. They'll put little sticks that they got to walk over and put things under a blanket or just like a mini kind of searching obstacle course.
Yeah.
You know, they're not running, but, oh, you have to go into that laundry basket to get that treat. So it's making them kind of like, oh, I can't just reach. I got to like maybe step in it halfway and like, yeah.
It's, well, I get them to search for things. Like my favorite thing nowadays to do in wintertime is throwing the ball from on top of the deck and the ball just kind of goes in the snow and make us to find it.
People do that with treats. Yeah. Actually, they'll just throw them in like if you have snow. Yeah. Chokes.
But she just loves the balls. So I'm like, well, I might as well throw the ball.
Exactly. And then she'll go and smell it and dig for it. And yeah, and it's, find there's so many it, things.
And then she's like happy that she's done something good. And, you know, I'm happy because.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to take your dog to a dog park every single day. Yeah. It's like, oh, if I don't take them, they're going to be a nightmare at home.
The reason why they're a nightmare is because you made this a habit.
Okay.
That is why. If you making this a habit of taking your dog to a dog park every single day, they will just expect it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, they will go crazy. They're like, why are we changing the routine?
It's so true. I mean, it's not even dog parks. I know people that like they wake up, the second they wake up, they take their dog for a walk. And it's like, what if one day you're not feeling well?
What if you break your leg?
Yeah. And you don't take your dog. They will act out.
Yeah.
They will just be like, excuse me, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are we not? And then they'll distract themselves. Or, I'm not saying all people dogs are say terrible, like, but
routine is good for dogs. I don't necessarily agree.
It's the same as humans. Routine is good to a certain degree, but you need some spontaneity in your life.
Imagine if you just like kept going doing the same, like you'd be on autopilot.
Yeah.
And what if something just went wrong that day that didn't allow you to continue with it? You'd be heartbroken.
And we find that and we're like, oh, Maple hasn't been out for a walk today. And it's like, so what? Who cares? It's one day.
Sometimes I have that as well. I'm like, oh, should I go out? Should I not? But yeah, sometimes we have the really cold days
where we're like, nope. You're not going out for the next 3 days.
Then I don't feel guilty then. I feel guilty when it's nice out.
It's not safe for her either. But you're right. But there's just days and it's like, that's fine. She can't go. We can't go every day. Like we have our own lives, but we do other things. We don't just ignore her. And I think that's what people don't understand is, cool, dog parks, blah, blah, blah. But there's alternatives. Or you go to the dog park 5 days a week. Drop it down to two and do other things.
Also, it's important to also say on this episode that there are dog parks that are the size of a shoebox.
That's true.
Are fenced in. Humans are not really in there walking around and like supervising the situation. Humans just put their dogs inside of these pig pens and just walk away, or they're on the phone, or they have headphones in. They just are not even there. So your dog might as well be on their own. And there are dog parks where they're actually pretty nice.
Yeah, well, they're not fenced in.
It's a walk-in path. It's just like a standard park.
Well, it's like a European park where it's like a human park and off-leash area. They call it like, it's like an off-leash area of like parks. I think that's what it's called. I think that's, because we were there today.
Yeah.
And so it's not an off-leash dog park. It's just
a park. Yeah. Where humans are allowed and dogs are allowed and they can be off leash too. They don't have to be. They can be leashed because it's your responsibility as a dog owner to evaluate whether your dog is ready to be off leash, whether you trust them and whether they're like mentally prepared on that day. Yeah. I'm not saying all dog parks are bad.
No.
There are some very bad dog parks.
Yes.
There are also some dog parks that are, you know, not fenced, which means that dogs normally who are there, they have some type of general training.
Yeah.
So they're usually better behaved than the ones that are fenced.
If you knew your dog would run, you wouldn't go to a unfenced dog park. So then therefore, if your dog is behaved, you would probably pick those because you know that the other dogs are behaved for the most part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And usually it's just a nice big area where, you know, it's not so condensed. Like those dogs are not.
Well, there's usually like trees and forested areas and rocks and other things where a lot of the fenced in dog parks, just the ground.
Yeah, which takes me to the point that puppies should never go to a dog park because a puppy, you cannot say for sure that they will not run away.
That's true.
And that they will listen to you.
It takes a lot longer for them to have recall than you think. Even if they have recall in your house, in your backyard, down the street. Well, awesome. But they're in a brand new environment. Yeah. They are so excited and so stimulated. They just don't work. They're not listening.
But you can train recall, yeah. right? In these open areas that allow for your dog to be off leash, you can still take a long line yeah. and train the recall. And, you know, that's how you prepare your dog to be comfortable surrounded by other dogs, but not in a condensed area, in an open area. And they can just, you know, work those steps. Yeah, so then there are well-rounded and well-behaved dogs that are prepared for the dog park in the future. So yeah, we don't take our dog to small places.
No. I mean, even like we've been to two, three off-leash dog parks, to be honest, in like the year, almost 2 years with her.
We don't go very often.
But we do so many other things with her. And that's why I think a lot of people use, and this is not against people that go to dog parks, but a lot of people do it because they just think that's just what you do.
People
name a dog and that's how they got brought up. It's like, well, that's just what you do with your dog. You go to the dog park. In Europe, what you do with your dog is you go for walks with them. Mm. Here, yeah, I know people walk their dog, but there are people that don't.
People are so lazy here.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And so don't feel like that's just what you're supposed to do because that's wrong. Mm. That's not what you're supposed to be doing with your dog. You're supposed to be. We have tons of episodes about training and, you know, enrichment and how to get them to pay attention to you and all. Like, that's what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Doing things with you, not other dogs.
Yeah.
Unless they're, you have other dogs in your household, then obviously they can do things with those dogs.
But even that, you have to socialize them properly in a controlled environment, yes, of course. Right?
Well, so, I think, yeah, there's other things if you get a new puppy and you have
another dog. And I'm not saying like I'm against dog parks or whatnot. Like, genuinely, I don't care what you decide to do with your dog. Yeah. It's your dog at the end of the day. You're the dog parent. You should be the one who decides where and what you do with them. However, you should be aware of the risks. Yep. You should be able to accept those risks. And you should also be aware of the alternatives that are there.
And then, you can't get mad if something actually, really quickly, just an hour ago before we started recording this, I was on Facebook and there was an incident where these people brought their friend's dog and then this dog actually bit this like girl. This literally happened in the city today. And they took a picture of them, but like they were causing like fights and they just left and nobody. So they tried to be like, does anyone know who these people are? And that's a problem. You can have a dog that's not behaved. They can go and they can bite you. They could hurt your dog and those people will just leave. And there's no accountability.
No,
there's no like you can't call the police and be like, oh, my child was attacked.
Yeah.
And I mean, you probably could if you got their license plates and all of that. And people, that's what happens. There's no like control. Unless you go to that indoor one that has staff, obviously, because you have to sign waivers, which is nice.
People argue all the time in a dog box and like, you know, and another problem is when people work all week and then that's the only thing that they do with their dogs on the weekends. Oh, yeah.
When we drive past dog parks
like,
on the weekends.
Like, weekends are the worst.
I know.
Because there's just so many like idiotic dogs.
The ones that have been sitting inside all week.
And they've got all this like pent up energy and just they've been bored all week and they just go wild. And it's like, oh my God, I can't.
Why would you want to put your dog in that situation?
Yeah, like, go for a hike or something. Yeah, go for a walk. Go and do something with your dog. You know, go and throw a ball in a backyard. Yeah. I don't
or
know.
Or a frisbee or play tug or just there's so many other
be
things.
Be proactive.
Yeah. Going to change a thing of how to be proactive with your dog instead of how to be a better dog parent. I think that's a new
caption tagline for us.
Yeah, tagline.
But anyway, I think that's it for today's show. I think we covered everything to do with dog parks.
If you disagree with us, let us know. I think you're wrong, but if you disagree with us and you think dog parks.
How can you disagree with the fact that like at the end of the day, it's your choice.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it's true. But if you think dog parks are the best thing ever.
They're dangerous.
But they're dangerous. And if you're listening to this from Europe and you're like, what the heck are you guys talking about? Let us know as well, because it's weird over here.
Yeah. And it's like number one talking thing on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, and we've talked to a lot of trainers.
And everyone argues over it. And it's like, just stop going to a dog park. Then there will not be an issue.
I think that's why a lot of trainers don't like dog parks, because they're trainers. They like think about how to give the dog a better life and how to train them.
I'm not sure why dog trainers don't like them, because it gives them a job.
That's true. That's so true.
It creates the amount of posts
where
dogs,
it's like, hey, my dog was at a dog park and they were doing this. And like people are like, oh, call me. Yeah. I'll help you with that situation.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that, you know.
Oh, that's so true. That's so funny. Don't come at us, dog trainers. We're sorry.
We love you. We love dog trainers. Yeah. But you know.
Right. No, that's it for this one. So yeah, just kind of keep that in mind. Next time you get a dog or next time you want to go to the dog park, just keep these thoughts in mind.
Yeah, just ask yourself, is my dog ready?
Yeah.
And then consider the risks.
Yeah.
Your dog could not come back home.
Yeah.
Potentially. And maybe think of alternatives.
Yeah,
exactly. Like maybe we can do something else today and not go to a dog park. And yeah, it will get your dog not to be stuck in a routine.
Yes. No, that's it. So thanks everyone for watching this episode or listening to this on the audio versions. Like I said, if you got any kind of feedback for us or comments about this topic, let us know. We would love to kind of continue this conversation some more if we need to. And
download our ebook for enriching your dog's lives.
There you go. If you so then you have no excuse for what you can do with your dog. It's free. So definitely check it out.
It's free resource. What you can do, that's not a dog park. So go and download it.
Yeah, and don't forget to subscribe and like this video on YouTube and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and I don't know where, everywhere else we have this posted, that helps us out
a lot.
We're
everywhere.
So we're just everywhere.
Go and give us love.
Thanks, everyone.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We'll see you in the next one.
Bye for now.